All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, right now, we saw a team that was in a groove this weekend, and I'm talking about the Cleveland Indians. This was a team that, for most people, they were expected to win the American League Central for the second consecutive year, and they were expected to do it in convincing fashion. But Cleveland has not gotten off to a strong start this season. And coming into this weekend, it was the Minnesota Twins, the same Minnesota Twins that lost 103 games last year, that were in first place in the American League Central. But oh, how quickly things can turn in baseball. The Twins and the Indians had a four-game series this weekend with a doubleheader on Saturday. All four games were in Minneapolis, and it was Cleveland that went there and swept Minnesota. And in the process, the Indians outscored the Twins 28-8 in the series. And now Cleveland has a two-game lead in the AL Central as they are posting a record of 36-31. Edwin Encarnacion, he was a big free agent acquisition for this team from the Toronto Blue Jays. He is starting to heat it up. He had two home runs today, and overall, he's had four in his last five games. Now, you look at a guy like Michael Brantley, he's been solid for the Indians this season, but they got to get it going from Jason Kipnis and Francisco Lindor. Their pitching has been up and down this season. You look at that rotation with Corey Kluber, Josh Tomlin, and Carlos Carrasco, just to name a few. And, of course, they have a solid bullpen with Andrew Miller and Cody Allen. At the same time, you just have to ask yourself, how will the Twins be able to respond? Because, again, this was a team that lost 103 games last year. But they are playing hard for manager Paul Molitor. And they're going out there and they're simply performing with house money on a nightly basis. You look at this Twins team, they're young. You look at a guy like Miguel Sano, and if the Twins were in a bigger market, I guarantee you he would be a household name. Irvin Santana has he's been a reclamation project in the starting rotation for the Twins this season, and he is pitching some of the best baseball of his career. Now you look ahead to the upcoming schedules for both of these teams. Cleveland is set to begin a four-game road set with the Baltimore Orioles, and then they'll be at home next weekend for the Minnesota Twins. So another important series between these two clubs. This time it's a three-game set. Now on the flip side for the Twins, you have to wonder if the other shoe is going to drop, because aside from the three games with the Indians, they have three at home this week with the White Sox, and including their three-game set with the Indians, they have an 11-game road trip coming up against the Indians, with the Boston Red Sox, four at Fenway, and then four against the Kansas City Royals. Now, ultimately, who is going to win this division? I still think that it is the Cleveland Indians division to lose. I look at the Minnesota Twins, they have been the feel-good story so far in Major League Baseball this season, but at some point that other shoe definitely has to drop. But right now, I think what the Indians were able to do this weekend was a big-time statement, and it's going to be interesting to see if this club is finally ready to build off of that and take their game to the next level. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. As always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.